107. The Grave of Elizabeth from Vida. The abbess of the monastery is buried in this church. The plaques for her grave, which are in the longhouse, were worked on during an earlier restoration of the stairs for the choir's entrance. The plaque that you can see before you now has been well looked after and represents the abbess during the time of the Reformation. The epitaph shows the abbess Elizabeth from Vida in a relief. She is wearing the official attire, standing under a canopy. In her left hand she holds a palm tree leaf, in her right a book. At her feet you can see the coat of arms of the von Viders. In this representation there is a slightly damaged Latin inscription with the following translation. Elizabeth, from the noble family von Vida, the famous abbess of this church, first adopted by the Evangelicum Christi through God's mercy and paid for with her own money, despite the hostility and anxiety, and ended their days as an altar. Faith in God and the Holy Son, and peace on the 11th of April in the year of our Lord, 1532. You can recognize an energetic, direct woman on this grave plaque. This was a very unsettled time with the civil wars, and these were probably necessary characteristics. She protected the monasteries and the teachings of the monastery from the possibility of looting and attack by armed groups. Elizabeth from Vida sent their sermon writer, Stephen Molitor, to study in Wittenberg, and from there he brought with him the work of Luther. Very early, from 1521, the church celebrated the first Reformation of the way to worship God. Elizabeth from Vida was known for broadcasting Luther's work. This early date is very surprising when you remember that at this time all princes took money from the monasteries and practiced the old beliefs. The full implementation of the evangelist teachings, however, will take a few years. An important date is the year 1533. At this time, the monastery joined the Reformation Priests' Church. For Luther, it was important that everyone had access to the sermons. With the translation of the Bible came the beginning of educating the population. Through his reformatory action came the founding of the Volksschule. You can still visit the oldest elementary school in Germany.